This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Failing Better. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Medical school is tough, competitive, exhausting, and expensive, which means the stakes are high. Liz Tung has this story of a student who faced failure and came up with an innovative solution.
It was the second round of med school applications for Percy Tadgey. He'd applied to a dozen schools the year before and didn't get into any of them. So in the spring of 2017, when he got an email from one of the schools he applied to, he was expecting a big, fat no.
And I'm reading the words and I'm seeing all the positive words, all, you know, sorts of great words. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, are they going to accept me? And then at the bottom, they're like, oh, here is the award package. And I was in disbelief. I just started crying, like just tears of joy.
It was a huge moment for Percy. He decided in college that he wanted to be a doctor. It's sort of a family business. His brother's a doctor, his mom a nurse, and he liked the idea of service. But there was something else driving Percy. A few years before, while Percy was still in college, his mom had been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. Percy says visiting his mom in the hospital during the last year of her life helped cement his drive to become a doctor.
I got to see different physicians who would care for her. And I saw some really great ones and I saw some really bad ones. And I think just seeing that, wow, like although these people are doctors, not every doctor is a great doctor. You know, I want to be able to go into this field and help reshape it or kind of help change the landscape.
Even after Percy's mom died, that determination stuck with him. It kept him going through a whole extra year of pre-med classes and then two more years of working full-time while studying for his MCATs, which, in case you don't know, is the notoriously tough admissions test for medical students, all the way to the fall of 2017, which is when Percy started his first year at PCOM, the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Percy says he went in confident. Well, sort of.
I mean, I was scared. I'll be honest, I was scared, but I did think I was just going to come in and kill it.
Percy had always been a smart guy, and he knew how to work hard. But like a lot of med students, he wasn't prepared for the sheer volume of material he had to learn each and every week.
They give this analogy that medical school is like taking a fire hose, sticking it in your mouth, and just turning it on full blast. That's how much information you're getting.
That first trimester, Percy had three main classes. He was doing well in the first two, but the third one, an anatomy course, was just so much information. They got tested on it every 2 weeks, which was daunting enough. But there was something else that made this class especially scary.
If you do not pass it, then unfortunately you have to retake do over the whole year.
Let me repeat that. This class is so important that if you fail, you essentially have to drop out for the rest of the year and start over from scratch the following fall. It only took a couple exams for Percy to realize that failing the class was a real risk. He'd never had to learn this much stuff in his life. It was completely overwhelming. But Percy didn't ask for help. He felt like he had to figure this out on his own. And the worse he did, the more isolated he became.
Kind of felt like it was, like in a snowball, just rolling down a hill and it keeps building up. It was just downhill and it was hard for me to come back from the hole that I had dug myself in.
Soon, Percy's fear of failure started affecting his studies.
And it would just keep coming to my head. What's going to happen if I don't pass?
What would he do if he failed? How would he tell people?
I didn't know what life was going to be like after I didn't pass, you know? Even just having that conversation in the hallways, you see people are prepping for the next class. You're like, oh, hi, you know, just to let you know, I didn't pass this course.
There was also a more practical concern. Percy had paid for his tuition, along with his housing, his bills, his textbooks, using financial aid money. And he knew that loan money was contingent on his being enrolled in school.
I just didn't even know how I was going to live, where I was going to live, if I was going to have money for that. And I was scared, not knowing how to approach having that conversation with professors to not seem as though I had given up.
For Percy, that's how taboo the idea of failing was. He needed help, but he couldn't bring himself to discuss the possibility with his professors, even at the risk of facing potential homelessness.
I think a lot of there's still shame associated with struggle.
Stuart Slavin's whole job is to study well-being among med students. He used to be a med school dean and now works at the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, the organization responsible for accrediting med schools. And Stuart says medical students are especially vulnerable to the shame and stigma associated with academic failure.
If you reveal to others that you're struggling, people will think you're weak, that you're not as tough as everybody else.
Stuart says that competitiveness and the intense fear of failure that it brings is part of the culture at medical school. He says that's partly because a lot of programs have unrealistic expectations and partly because of the students themselves.
They view performance as identity, many of them, right? So they don't see themselves as, oh, I got this test score. It's I am this test score.
What makes things worse is that, according to Stuart, those thoughts can lead to some really serious problems. Studies show that medical students have depression and anxiety at rates as much as 3 to 5 times higher than the general public. And that can lead to a vicious cycle. Fear of failure leads to anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression can disrupt students' lives, leading them to actually fail. So how do you break this cycle? To find out, I turned to Angela Duckworth. She's a psychology researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, better known as the author of the book Grit.
You know, what I notice about gritty women and men across different fields is that there is a kind of underlying confidence about what they are going to be capable of at some point. I don't think it's the same thing as arrogance about what they are currently capable of today. In fact, I think actually knowing what you can't do is important because with gritty individuals, they're just always learning and improving.
It's what psychologists call a growth mindset. Basically, the belief that you can get better, smarter, more skilled by challenging yourself. Its opposite is the fixed mindset, which says ability is innate. You either have it or you don't. What distinguishes the two is how they react to failure. People with fixed mindsets see it as evidence that they don't have what it takes and never will. People with growth mindsets, on the other hand, are more likely to embrace failure, to see it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Angela says it helps to think of your life as a story, your narrative.
The idea is not to tell a perfect story. The idea is not even to tell like the best possible story, just to tell a story, one possible story that you can be proud of. And if I were a medical student who had just failed my first year, I would certainly say this is a really, you know, grim chapter, right? It's a low point in the narrative. Like, let's not kid ourselves. But I would think about it as like, okay, what happens next in this story? And we've all read enough stories and listened to enough stories to know that, you know, the greatest people alive have had those chapters.
For Percy, that chapter became real when he received his grades for the first trimester. It was the moment of truth. Had he passed his anatomy class or not?
And I ended up with a 68% and you needed a 70.
2 points off. It was pretty tough to take. But it wasn't the disaster Percy had thought it would be. He found out he could hold on to his financial aid by continuing to take supplementary classes until fall arrived, and he was able to start his first year over again. It could have been a grim 9 months, but instead, Percy decided to make something productive out of it. He started working out, reconnected with friends, figured out which study methods worked best for him. And he even started thinking about failure differently.
In order to get to where we want to get to, we are going to have failures. Failures lead us into success.
That's how Percy decided to launch his own podcast. Behind the White Coat, Failure and Perseverance. Get it?
What's going on, folks? It feels great to be back, man. This past trimester was a rough one.
So far, Percy's mostly interviewed other med students. He talks about his failures, they talk about theirs.
And then when I took STEP, yeah, it was probably my darkest time in medical school because that was
how they dealt with it, what they learned from it, and how they eventually muddled through to the other side. Percy says hearing other people's stories and thinking about his own has already helped.
And hope that when people start to see that, oh, wow, all these people who are doing all of these wonderful things, they went through a whole bunch of trials and tribulations. You know, they had a whole bunch of failures. And that would allow other people to open up and share their stories and make other people not discouraged to keep pushing forward.
That's how Percy imagines his own story will go. He went back to school in the fall of 2018, back to his first trimester and the anatomy class that he didn't pass. And this time, he confronted his weaknesses head on. For instance, he figured out that flashcards helped him target the material he knew the least. and that living a balanced life was ultimately better for his academics than all-night cram sessions. So far, it seems to have worked. He passed that anatomy class, and now he's in his third trimester. But he says school is still really hard, and his fear of failure hasn't gone away. The difference is now, instead of imagining every detail of his own failure, he tries to keep the faith that eventually he'll succeed. For The Pulse, I'm Liz Tung.
You can persevere behind the white coat, failure and perseverance. Now you the one that's in the driver's seat, the one that's steering. Bumps in the road, you learn to pass them by. If you learn from your mistakes, there's no limits to the sky. Now, take this journey with student doctor, persevere. Let's go.